Yeah. Whoa, goodness me.
Rita.
Okay, I won't.
Oh no, terrible. What's this?
Right. I'll wait till everyone's settled. Good morning. Good to see you all. So this morning, the message that Bruce is bringing is God wants us to help people in need. So we're going to begin in a moment with, Oh Jesus, I have promised to serve thee to the end. So let's just pray before we begin. Lord, it's just so good to all be back together again this morning. We welcome Rita and Sarah Jane back. And Lord, it's good to be family here in this place. And we extend that family to the staff here too, Lord. Thank you for them. And Lord, it's always so wonderful to come and worship you in spirit and in truth. And we are so blessed that we are yours, that we are your children. So Lord Jesus, we look forward to this time together now with you at the center. Thank you, Jesus.
Give me grace to follow my Master and my friend.
Next, we're going to sing Lord of the Church. We pray for our renewing. And in verse 2, it says, in Christ to live and love and serve and care.
Those last two lines in that song, to praise his glory risen and ascended, Christ over all the everlasting King. Very similar words in scripture itself, and it was the actual verse from the scriptures that our first Baptist pastor preached on when he became president of the Baptist Union. He was a man that didn't have a script. He had a few notes, and, well, I can remember the occasion when 40 people went forward for his call to God, to follow God. And when I see those words, and it reminds me of something, and that is this, it reminds me that he knew me better than I knew myself. I thank God for every memory of that man and his ministry. Let us come to our faithful God in prayer. Lord, may we all seek to follow you. May we be filled with the humility that Jesus showed in his life on earth. You, who are the Son of God, lived a life of servanthood, and we are reminded of how you said, "I have come to serve, not to be served." And your example is there to remind us of how we should adopt a life of servanthood for ourselves. Lord, as we seek to be your servants in this world, may others see you, Jesus, in all that we do and in all that we say. May all our efforts be filled with humility. Help us, Lord, to express a humility that will reach to others in such a way that they will want to know more about you. Lord, may we reach out to the brokenhearted, to the sick, to the lonely, those without the things that we take for granted. Oh, Lord, help us that we might serve them to the best of our ability. We pray, Lord, for those that can't be with us, and we think once again of our dear Stuart. Oh, Lord, be with him. Be, Lord, his constant companion. Keep him safe, and Lord, be his healer. We pray for Bruce's parents. It must be so hard that they just cannot come out on their own anymore. John and Margaret, be with them. Be, Lord, with Rita's granddaughter, April, still waiting for that operation and in so much pain. Lord, take away the pain and hurry the date for that operation, Lord. We pray. We pray for Sarah, who's not with us today, and we ask that you would be all that she requires at this time. Then, Lord, we pray for each other and for our own family and friends. We pray for Richard, and we pray, Lord, that you would be there and help him both with the difficulties he has in sight and hearing. Lord, may there be a miracle there for Richard, and will you continue to equip him for the ministry that we all benefit from. Be with Jilly, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for her gifting, and we pray, Lord, that as she relies on the Spirit, that she might know your help, your wisdom, and your encouragement at all times. We pray, Lord, for Brian. Lord, we thank you for Brian. We thank you for him. We pray for his son and for his daughter. But for Brian himself, Lord, we thank you for all the help, the practical help he gives. And we thank you, Lord, for his strong faith. We pray for Sarah Jane. We thank you that she's able to be with us today. And we pray that you would continue to help her in her life of discipleship. Lord, she loves you, and we thank you that you love and care for her. We pray for Deborah. Lord, Deborah's not found it easy at times, but Lord, we thank you for her faith. We thank you for the way that she puts her trust in you. And we pray, Lord, that you would undertake for her in all that she seeks to do in your name. We pray for Graham. Lord, we thank you for his faith. But Lord, we know he doesn't always find things easy. But we pray, Lord, that you would be his strength, that you would be his guide, that you would encourage him, Lord. We thank you for his sense of humour, and we pray, Lord, that you would continue to use him in your service. We pray for Bruce. We've already, Lord, prayed for his parents. We pray for his family, for Dawn, Emma and Hannah. But Lord, for Bruce himself, we ask, Lord, that you would encourage him. Lord, he works so hard for you. And we pray that you would be all that he needs. Give him the strength that he needs. Give him the encouragement, Lord, we pray. We pray, Lord, for Rita. We're so glad that she's with us today, Lord. But we know that even when she couldn't come, she listens to the service and takes part in her own home. And we thank you, Lord, for Rita's own faith. But Lord, we know also, just like April, she's still waiting for a date and suffering much pain in the meantime. Lord, would you hasten the date for that operation? Would you, Lord, be a miracle? May there be a successful operation, we pray. Be with Jean, Lord. Lord, we don't know how she does all that she does. But we thank you for her loyalty to you, Lord. We thank you for her loyalty to Stuart. We thank you for the way that she keeps the home going. We thank you, Lord, for the love that she shows to so many. So, Lord, be with Jean, be her strength, be her determination, be her encourager. And then, Lord, we pray for Eunice and myself. Lord, we thank you for the love that you show to us. And we pray, Lord, that you would continue to use us in your service. Lord, as we seek to reach out to the brokenhearted, the sick, the lonely, Lord, would you also bless all people, O God. May we shine for you, and may many, many people be added to your family. Help us, Lord, to be your true ambassadors. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
So as we think about helping people in need, ultimately their need is Jesus. So we're going to sing Filled with Compassion for All Creation.
Going to share the reading with us today.
Thank you, Brian.
Luke 10, verses 25 to 37, the parable of the Good Samaritan. On one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. Teacher, he asked, what must I do to inherit eternal life? What is written in the law, he replied. How do you read it? He answered, love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and love your neighbour as yourself. You have answered correctly, Jesus replied. Do this, and you will live. But he wanted to justify himself, so he asked Jesus, and who is my neighbour? In reply, Jesus said, a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, when he fell into the hands of robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So to a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he travelled, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper. "Look after him," he said, "and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have." Which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers? The expert in the law replied, "The one who had mercy on him." Jesus told him, "Go and do likewise." Amen.
So we're going to sing, "Brother, Sister, Let Me Serve You. Let Me Be As Christ to You."
Brother, Sister, let me serve you. Let me be as Christ to you. Pray that I may have the grace to let you be my servant. We are pilgrims on a journey and companions on the road. We are here to help each other walk a mile.
As you see, the title for the message today is God Wants Us to Care for People in Need. And if we don't, who does? Compassion and mercy are fundamental pillars of the Christian faith. Repeatedly through the Old Testament, we see God demonstrate his concern for those in need. And then, coming to the New Testament, Jesus demonstrated God's concern for other people. During his 3 years of ministry, Jesus spent much of his time helping the sick, the dying, and the destitute. For example, in one instance in Mark's Gospel, we read that the people brought to Jesus all the sick and demon-possessed, and the whole town gathered at his door. So, yes, Jesus demonstrated his concern for others. Do you know, God expects us to care for all people in need. We know, don't we, that Jesus was known for telling parables that communicated very important truths. Compassion is unnatural. Yes, it's not natural. In the story of the Good Samaritan, Jesus tells of a man who was beaten, robbed, and left for dead. Three different travellers passed by the poor man as he laid on the road. Oh dear. Two of them actually ignored the man. But the third, a Samaritan who wasn't accepted by many people, stopped and cared for the man. He took him to an inn and paid for him to stay there until he was well enough to travel again. So, my friends, we see that, very unfortunately, the response of the first two travellers is seen, yes, is seen in many people today when they cross paths with people in need. Yes, unfortunately, often such situations are ignored. Even Christians who have been shown mercy and compassion from God's will sometimes withhold their own compassion. And you know, that's because compassion doesn't come naturally for us. Rather, it requires a deliberate will. We need to be people who want to show compassion. Colossians 3:12. Clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. So, what does it mean? It means that we must work at this godlike quality, and we must care for those in need. And you know, caring should produce kindness. It is assumed that if you care about a person's need, surely you'll do something about it. A person could say, I care about those who are suffering, but yet I do nothing. God always follows through on his care and concern, and he expects us to do the same. Besides compassion, Christians are also to clothe themselves with kindness. A heart that genuinely cares should naturally respond with kindness, with kind acts. So caring should produce kindness. Caring is also, or should be, contagious. So, as a Christian, our sense of caring should not be based on guilt or even on pity. It should be based on love, and more specifically, Christ's love flowing through us into the lives of those who are in need. So then, when it comes to compassion and caring, it always helps us to think of Jesus. Just think of his compassion. Think of his love for others. Think of his need that he met for thousands of people. Use the scriptures and the incidents from Jesus' ministry as a checklist. A checklist for our compassion and for our care of others. As a child of God, with a relationship with his Son Jesus and with the Holy Spirit living in us, we can, we must, produce the fruit of love, kindness and goodness, for all that was on display in the life of Jesus. Acts 10 verse 38, Jesus went about doing what? Jesus went about doing good. Matthew 14 verse 14, Jesus was moved with compassion when the people had no food, and he arranged to feed them. Jesus stopped to help the helpless, like the blind man, like the lame man, like the woman with a bent back, and the widow who had lost her son. And so we could go on. He helped people. Who needs our help today? Who needs our prayers? Who needs our provision? We'll have the greatest impact on others, you know, when we give ourselves away to the needs of others. It's the requirement of our Lord and Saviour that we should be there to practically help our neighbours, to help those who are in need. I told you moments or two ago about the pastor who said he knew me better than I knew myself. There was a part in my life when we needed to live by faith alone. Yes, I was working, but not with the salary, as a young Christian. And one day, I was standing at the bus stop, going to go and see my mother and do her shopping. I had no money for my own. And this car rolled up by my side at the bus stop. And who was in it but that very pastor? And he said to me, "Where are you going?" I said, "We're going shopping." He said, "You can't. You haven't got anything to buy with." I don't know how he knew. No idea. But he said, "Come back with me." And he drove us back to our house. And in the back of the car was all that we could need. More than we could need. It was provided. We need to follow the example of many that have gone before us, and most of all Jesus himself. He helped people in need. Are we willing to do the same? I pray that we will. Amen.
Sing Beauty for Brokenness, a song that reminds us of all the things that Bruce has been saying, and the chorus, God of the poor, Friend of the weak, give us compassion, we pray. Melt our cold hearts. Let tears fall like rain. Come change our love from a spark to a flame.
We pray.
can help others is through our own Samaritan Fund, which is used to help people in confidence where there is a real need. And, you know, sometimes I see someone lying on the street, I might stop. But, you know, I think God wants us to be sensible, because sometimes there are people who are begging. And I saw one man particularly taught me a lesson. I gave him money and I went on with doing what I was in the local town, and as I turned round I saw him go straight into a pub. It turned out that that man was just too lazy to work. He didn't have what we would call a real need. So we honour God by helping people in need, but we do need to be careful. We need to be sensible with what God has given us. And that's one good reason why sometimes we can help more people with needs through other organisations. I think Graham and Paul used to go with me up into the West End, into Soho area, to help the homeless. And again, there were people who were not really homeless. You could follow someone and see them go into a nice house or a nice flat. There are others who truly were homeless. And so I thought, what can I do? And the great Christmas thing that Crisis for Christmas does is they have people in for the whole of the Christmas. They have doctors, they have nurses, they have opticians, all there available. And it provoked me, I must admit, and I do still to this day, so it must have gone on for, I don't know, 20, 30 years. I do my best to provide finance for a room for a homeless person. And of course, as they go on and move out and get steady again, there's someone else in that room. But it's a way through a proper body to do what can. And can I just say this to you too? One day, I don't know, I may have said this to you, but the reason that Graham and Paul went with me to London was because they were frightened that I might get attacked by some of the people in Soho. And that was a very nice thought of theirs. But of course God protected me. But one day I had a lady and I said, how about going to Crisis for Christmas? I told her where it was that year, up there in London. She said, I can't. I thought, I've got to find out why. So I asked her, and with tears in her eyes, she said, my father has died. My mother has a new man who she thinks is good, but privately he seeks to abuse me. So I've left home. And she said, if I go to Crisis, I know that somewhere in the road going to it, he'll be waiting to try and grab me. Not easy, is it? You know? But God is in control.
Would you let me just Mm-hmm. Those little things I want to pat on the back that I like to do. And I went into Tesco's the other day. There's a little man there, and he's got a sort of like a dustbin thing and a broom and going around like this. And I just thanked him. So thank you for what you're doing. Do you know what, he beamed. And he said, oh, that was so nice. You know, normally we'd walk around these people and take no notice, but just a little word of, you know, thank you. And he grinned and got no teeth like me. And he said, oh, I've got to work, he said. The missus want to go to Cheltenham, so I said, what, to the races? He said, yes, and she want a new hat and a new coat. New hat and a new dress, that's right. But that, you know, it's just something you haven't got to give money. It wasn't about God, though, that's the thing. But, you know, whether you put two and two together.
But God uses those occasions, doesn't he?
But just to see him smile was nice.
Yeah.
You know, so trivial, but just...
A person feeling down or lonely or unappreciated like that, you know, a word can mean a lot. Right, let's gather again. That's it.
Just to mention too, did you know that the pub are supporting Shelter, the homeless charity?
Oh, good.
The Christmas quiz money, I think, went to that. And there's actually a sign up.
Good.
That they're supporting Shelter.
Oh, great. That's a good move.
Yeah. We need to encourage them.
Yeah.
So. You wanted me to fall, didn't you? I know. Leaning on this for support and she goes to move. I'm
May the
grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Oh, she does do it. I was saying, I don't think she does it anymore.